This dino discovery dates back to 2006. Dallas paleontologist Tony Fiorillo and his team were excavating a new horned dinosaur found above the Arctic Circle. As they cleared away the sediment at the top of the pit, Fiorillo saw some other interesting bones and said, maybe we ought to keep those, just in case.
In my mind, I thought, gee, wouldn't that be cool if that turned out to be a skull fragment? And so we put it all aside, tried to remember to put it in the helicopter when it was time to leave.
As Fiorillo's horned dinosaur took center stage at the opening of the new Perot Museum of Nature and Science, these other bones, along with 6 tons of Arctic rock, stayed in storage. Then Fiorillo and paleontologist Ron Tykoski took a closer look. In a dusty lab, Tykoski chiseled away at the rock and extracted 3 prominent bones, a chunk of a lower jaw, part of a skull, and a fragment from the snout.
These preserve just enough critical characteristics in them that let us know that this isn't one of the previously known species of Tyrannosaurus, that it's actually something totally new, and that it's a grown-up.
A grown-up that's about half the size of a 40-foot meat-eating Tyrannosaurus rex. Fiorillo says in the dinosaur world, T-Rex is like the all-star center fielder for the New York Yankees.
The Tyrannosaurus rex is the superstar of the dinosaur world. So the fact that we have a very close cousin to Tyrannosaurus rex is very exciting. The fact that it's very close but yet half the size of Tyrannosaurus rex, that's really cool. And then that seems to be something unique to the Arctic.
Fiorillo and Tykoski believe this predator was smaller because it adapted to the cold climate 70 million years ago, where food may have been scarce. They think this little fella may have survived in part by eating the earlier horned dinosaur they found at the same location, which is known as the Perot dinosaur.
Some of the bones we found had tooth marks on them. So we knew somebody was eating the Perot dinosaur, but we didn't know what until we got to these bones that we're talking about right now.
The scientists have named this new find Nanuksaurus hoglundi. Nanuk means polar bear lizard in the language of the territory's Nupiat people. Hoglundi for engineer Forrest Hoglund, who raised millions of dollars to build the Perot Museum. The museum plans to unveil an exhibit detailing this discovery in the next few months. In the meantime, Fiorillo and Tykoski have tons of the Arctic rock to examine.
We've covered 4-meter by 5-meter pit, and the thing goes on for at least 100 meters. So there's a lot more out there.
Who knows what other new critters they may find? Shelley Koffler, KERA News.